It's less than a month before the Winter Olympic Games begin in Turin, in Italy. The air is already thick with anticipation of who the main contenders in each sport will be. And, of course, there are doping allegations and our regular dose of figure skating dramas. Time for an Olympic check-in before the Games actually begin. If you have a question about the upcoming Olympics, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. And again, that new email address, talk@npr.org. Joining us now is our same old sports correspondent, Tom Goldman. NPR's sports correspondent joins us from his home in Portland, Oregon. Good to have you on the show, Tom.
Same old. Hi, Neil.
Same old. And figure skating. What's new in figure skating if you can't have a controversy about who's on the team?
Oh, yeah, because it would just be too boring if you're talking about figure skating all by itself, not to figure skating aficionados, of course. The big news, which really has died down since the weekend, was Michelle Kwan, who, for most Americans, is the only figure skater in existence. And Michelle Kwan was injured during the entire Grand Prix season. She didn't skate. She had a hip injury and then came up with a groin pull and had to pull out of the U.S. Nationals, where they decide the U.S. team. And so what she did was... she knew she wasn't going to be able to skate in St. Louis at the Nationals, so she petitioned and ultimately received a medical waiver to skate in Turin, or Torino. We haven't decided what we're calling it yet, but we will in the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
And so that, of course, created some, some controversy as far as does she deserve it because she didn't skate at the Nationals. And some said, of course she deserves it. She's won 2 Olympic medals, a bunch of national titles. She's won 5 world championships. She is the most recognizable figure skater, certainly, in this country.
So she is going to be on the team, and does that mean that young Sarah Hughes' sister is going to be left off?
Well, yes, as of now. And I think the Kwan defenders point to the fact that she has told skating officials that they can monitor her. She asked them to monitor her sometime between now and the 27th. The decision has to be made final by then, the 27th of January. And if she is deemed not to be fit or healthy enough to skate in Italy, then she will back out. So she wants it badly. She'd like this to be a nice ending to a wonderful career. But she realizes that, there has been some criticism and that Emily Hughes, Sarah Hughes' sister, who finished 3rd at the Nationals and got aced out by this Kwan decision, should deserve a chance if Michelle Kwan isn't healthy or fit enough.
Those of us who watched Nationals over the weekend also saw a new scoring system that was put into place because of, I guess Olympic scandal is fair enough to say.
That certainly is. Grew directly out of the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Olympics scandal, better known as Skategate, where there was some horse trading between votes in the skating competition. A lot of people will remember the tearful French judge breaking down and admitting what she had done. So it caused such a black mark on skating that they decided they had to... they had to change things and at least give the impression that skating judging was objective and not subjective as it had been so long accused of being. So they implemented the new system, and the Turin Olympics will be the first time in an Olympics that this new system will be used. And basically what it is, it's a panel of 12 judges. Each of them scores each event. 9 of their scores are randomly selected, and of those 9, the highest and the lowest scores are discarded, and then the rest are averaged out. And so... And the judges remain anonymous. So there's this feeling that we don't know who the judges are. The judges don't know which of the scores are being used. So this will help. And they also, the new part of this is that it will judge each element of a program. It will score each element, where in the past there was kind of the overall impression and judges would check off, okay, they did that jump, they did that spin. But this time, each spin, each move, each transitional move, each jump has a numerical value, and they will be awarded that numerical value if they pull it off. They will also be given a mark, points for how well they did that. Mm-hmm. So at the end of all this, they add up all the scores, and no one knows exactly what the scores mean, but at least on your TV you say, this competitor needs these amount of points to win, and if they win, if they get that amount of points, they squeal and kiss and cry, and they win.
Yeah, that's. I guess we'll all get over the problem. We all came to know what 5.7s and 5.8s meant. Now everybody's sitting and saying, Is 160 good or is it bad? Who knows?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is the skaters themselves have been asking that. Sasha Cohen, who just won the Nationals, you know, in one event, she turned to her coach and she got a score. And she said, "Is that good?" Just like you said. So the skaters are trying to figure it out. But I think overall, the skaters feel the skating officials feel that they've taken a really good step to try and combat the problems that arose most acutely in Salt Lake City. Although, you know, it's still human beings, they're still judging, and people will say there will always be the ability to cheat.
We're talking with NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman about the upcoming Turin or Torino games. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get a caller on the line. This is Rick. Rick's calling us from Naples in Florida.
Yeah, I've been following this situation with Bodie Miller and the criticism for his comments on 60 Minutes, and I think there's a certain amount of hypocrisy. I have a friend who's a sports reporter who's covered the World Cup downhill for years and says, my God, all of these racers are wearing bibs that say Carlsberg beer on them. So is there a little hypocrisy going on here?
And let me just insert Bodie Miller, the champion American ski racer, appeared on 60 Minutes, as Rick said, and said that among other things, he has occasionally skied under impairment while he was drunk, and he's since apologized for that. But Tom?
Apologized, and his apology was quickly accepted because U.S. skiing officials know how important Bodie Miller is. Rick raises a good point. I mean, if you want to call it hypocrisy, there is hypocrisy throughout all of sports, not just the Olympics. The Olympics tries to maintain some purity, but yes, there are sponsors for beer makers and all kinds of things that people might not approve of, but money drives this thing. And certainly when Bodie Miller made his comments on 60 Minutes, the head of U.S. skiing flew off immediately to Switzerland to talk to him and was, you know, saying things like, well, maybe it's time for him not to be on the team. But they know who butters their bread, and Bodie Miller is going to be one of the huge, huge stars. He's expected to be one of the huge, huge stars at this at these Olympics. So all's well.
If I can comment, that was obvious, and I thought that would clearly happen, that he was too good and too important for them to kick him off the team over something like this. So I think there's just a lot of show going on here.
But his first apology was not enough, and they did want him to say that, hey kids, skiing drunk's not a great idea.
Well, I support that.
All right, Rick, thanks very much for the call.
It's a tough thing, too, because Bodie Miller is a genuinely interesting kind of off-the-cuff individual, a guy who was raised in the wilds of New Hampshire and by counterculture parents and homeschooled. And he's a very, very interesting story about a guy who, you know, was not thrown into classic organized sports and ends up the best skier in the world, maybe the best skier this country has ever produced. And so he's a very interesting guy, and going against authority is part of his thing. So while, you know, he, according to U.S. ski officials, went over the line this time, they also don't want to, you know, de-Bodie. And, so he's, and interestingly, U.S. figure skating is dealing with something not as big a kerfuffle as that, but Johnny Weir, three-time U.S. men's figure skating champion, just recently said in St. Louis at the championships, he was describing his program versus another skater's that was more lively, and Weir said, the one I did was kind of a sit-back and drink cognac and smoke cigarettes and relax kind of routine. His was more like a vodka shot, let's snort coke kind of thing. And so he immediately apologized for that, but of course he will probably be hearing from officials as well about that. So they want their athletes to be individuals, but to a point.
And we've obviously heard a lot about substances at every Olympic Games, from cocaine to, I guess, cognac. Propecia? I mean,
right.
This is a first?
Well, you got it. Poor Zach Lund, top American skeleton slider. That's where they ride down on the sled head first. He has been banned, at least temporarily, for taking the anti-baldness medication Propecia, because it contains a substance that is on the banned list, just recently added to the banned list, that apparently masks other performance-enhancing drugs. And it's a mess right now. Lund says all he was trying to do was keep his hair from falling out over the years, but rules are rules, and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is trying to figure this out now. If he is suspended, that will cost the U.S. a medal. It's pretty certain, because Zach Lund is one of the best sliders in the world.
And there's already been problems on the U.S. skeleton team, including allegations of improper sexual activity or conduct, and that may remove a coach.
That's right. Yeah, U.S. skeleton coach Tim Nardello was suspended because of sexual harassment allegations. He's already gone to court to get reinstated, and he lost there. Now he's turned to an arbitrator trying to get back on the team.
So we have rules and rules interpretation. We have drugs and drug violations. We have coaches and allegations of sexual misconduct. And the Olympics haven't even started yet, Tom Goldman.
Well, you know, Neil, the thing is, this is all really good PR, because everyone I go to and say, hey, I'm going to the Olympics in 3 weeks, they go, what? There's an Olympics?
Well, I guess we'll know soon. Have a good time in Turin or Torino, whichever one you land in.
Thank you, Neil.
NPR's Tom Goldman, I'm sure we'll be talking to him during the Olympic Games. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cownan.